USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Education is aiming to bring students back to school across the United States by this spring. Speaking at the White House, Education Secretary Miguel Cardona says the recently passed coronavirus relief bill will provide another $122 billion in funding to help schools with reopenings.
My goal, my priority right now is to safely reopen as many schools as possible, as quickly as possible.
Many schools also still sitting on money from the previous bills passed by Congress. 41 Republican senators signed a letter asking the U.S. Government Accountability Office to evaluate whether President Joe Biden's suspension of funding and construction of the southern border wall was justified under federal law. On his first day in office, Biden signed an executive order halting construction on the wall. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged. The Fed keeping its benchmark rate at near zero and doesn't expect a rate hike through 2023. Fed Chair Jerome Powell opening a virtual briefing and saying the Fed will remain vigilant as the economy recovers from the coronavirus pandemic.
At the Fed, we will continue to provide the economy the support that it needs for as long as it takes.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott continues to criticize President Biden's immigration policies. Speaking today in Dallas, the Republican says the surge of unaccompanied migrant children crossing the border illegally will only get worse.
There's every reason for Americans to expect the number and size of those sites to continue to increase.
The Kay Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center in Dallas will house migrant children for 3 months. A new CBS News report says unaccompanied minors are being held for an average of 120 hours, far longer than the 72 hours allowed by law. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new report out says Russia was once again meddling in our election.
A report from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence says that Russia and Iran attempted to influence the results of November's presidential election. The report says that Russian elements attempted to spread narratives to hurt Joe Biden's candidacy, while Iran tried to do the same to President Trump. Senator Ted Cruz says that he's not surprised Iran was working against former President Trump. The Texas Republican tells Newsmax TV that Iran would try to defeat the candidate that put so much pressure on them.
During the Obama-Biden presidency, the worst foreign policy mistake of the entire 8 years of that presidency was the catastrophic Obama-Iran nuclear deal that put over $100 billion in the hands of the Ayatollah. The most significant foreign policy decision President Trump made was to pull out of that disastrous deal. So, of course, the Ayatollah wants the administration that is going to give him billions of dollars versus the administration that stood up and employed maximum pressure to cut off the cash.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
A North Carolina man is behind bars for allegedly planting pipe bombs around town. 64-year-old Terry Lee Barnum was arrested Tuesday for allegedly placing incendiary devices around the town of Brevard, North Carolina. He's facing 10 charges, including terrorism and manufacturing a weapon of mass destruction. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.